All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, it is that time of the week, folks. My weekly picks in the world of the National Football League. Had a solid week number 7 for myself as I went 12-3, and I am looking to build off of that here in week number 8. Things did not get started for me on the right foot as I picked the Miami Dolphins to go on the road and get the victory this past Thursday night over the Baltimore Ravens. However, that was not the case. It's plain and simple, the Dolphins did not show up, and the Baltimore Ravens throttle them en route to a 40-0 victory. Now, we have some good games on tap for tomorrow as well as the Monday night affair. And with that said, here are my picks for week number 8 in the 2017 NFL season. Now, the action is going to get started in England tomorrow morning as you are going to have the 5-2 Minnesota Vikings taking on the winless Cleveland Browns. And you look at the Vikings right now with the injuries to players such as Aaron Rodgers or the Green Bay Packers. Right now, the Vikings are sitting pretty in the NFC North, and right now this is their division to lose. You look at this Vikings defense, it is one of the best in football, while the Cleveland Browns simply can't get out of their way. I look at this Vikings defense to really dictate the line of scrimmage, and on top of that, I see them going back there and putting pressure on DeShone Kizer or Cody Kessler or Brian Sipe or whomever is going to be the Cleveland Browns quarterback tomorrow. Bottom line is the Browns are not a good team right now, and I think the Vikings do a solid job in exploiting that. Thus, we're going to take Minnesota by the score of 24-13. Now, it's a classic AFL matchup as you're going to have the 3-4 Oakland Raiders traveling to take on the 4-2 Buffalo Bills. Buffalo comes into this game favored by 2.5 over the Silver and Black, and on top of that, the Bills are undefeated at home this season. You look at this Bills defense, and will they be able to put some pressure on Raiders starting quarterback Derek Carr? Now, the Raiders offense is going to look a little one-dimensional because running back Marshawn Lynch is serving a one-game suspension for making contact with a game official last week. I look at this Buffalo offense. They've kept it close to the chest as far as running the football, and Tyrod Taylor, their quarterback, has done a good job in protecting the ball this year and not turning it over like he has in years past. Sean McDermott, the first-year head coach for Buffalo, is out to change the culture around this team, and I think this victory right here goes a long way. Thus, I am going to take the Bills at home by the score of 27-23. Now, you're going to have the 2-5 Indianapolis Colts traveling to take on the 2-4 Cincinnati Bengals. And yes, both of these teams only have 2 victories between them, but the Colts simply can't get out of their way as this season is slipping away from them. No Andrew Luck still at quarterback for Indianapolis, as it is once again going to be Jacoby Brissett. And you look at the Bengals after their 0-2 start, or 0-3 start rather, they've been playing much better football. They had a tough one last week on the road versus the Pittsburgh Steelers, and the Steelers themselves are looking like the team to beat right now in the AFC North. I look at the defense of this game. I look at this Bengals front 7 going after Jacoby Brissett, and I think this Colts offensive line has to do a better job in protecting him, because we saw what the Jacksonville Jaguars defense did versus this Indianapolis offensive line last week. I think Indy will play some more inspired ball, but since he has to be licking their chops at the defensive end, thus I'm going to take the Bengals at home by the score of 30-16. Now you're going to have the Los Angeles Chargers traveling to take on the 5-2 New England Patriots. New England comes into this game favored by a touchdown. However, you look at the Chargers and they are playing very good. They lost their first four games of the season and now they have won their last three, with two of those victories coming on the road. You look at this Chargers offense and led by quarterback Phillip Rivers, they are beginning to click. And on top of that, you look at this defense led by Melvin Ingram and Joey Bosa. These guys know how to get after opposing quarterbacks. But the bottom line is, for the Patriots, injuries keep piling up. Now it's Dont'a Hightower at linebacker who's going to miss the remainder of the season, but they still have number 12 under center, and I'm talking about Tom Brady. And as long as Tom Brady is there, he is always going to find a way to win games. Now, with that said, I expect the Patriots to use a lot of short passes to the likes of tight end Rob Gronkowski and wide receivers Danny Amendola and Brandon Cooks, along with running back James White, to kind of neutralize what the Chargers are able to do with their pass rush. I think this is going to be a good game. Typically, whenever you get the Patriots involved, it's always a good game. Defensively, they're not going to be able to slow down this Chargers offense. And thus I said, this is going to be a good game, and it's going to come down to the end. And arguably, it might be the best game of the week. And I'm going to take New England at home by the score of 34-30. Now, at the Superdome in New Orleans, you're going to have the 4-2 New Orleans Saints taking on the 3-4 Chicago Bears. And to this point of the season, these have been two of the surprises in the NFL, because you look at the Saints, they're doing it with their defense. And you look at these young Bears for head coach John Fox, they're doing it with their defense as well, along with the special teams. And I look at the Saints, their last home game, their defense really changed the outlook of that game versus the Detroit Lions. And I see the Saints defense as they're playing lights out right now. I think they're going to try to do the same thing and attempt to get to Bears rookie quarterback Mitchell Trubisky. Now, what the Bears have to do, protect the football, put Trubisky in short fields against the Saints defense, and more importantly, make the most out of their opportunities when they get it. I don't think that is the case, and thus I am going to take New Orleans at home by the score of 31-20. Now, you're going to have the 3-3 Atlanta Falcons traveling to East Rutherford, New Jersey to take on the 3-4 New York Jets. And for the Jets, they're 3-4, but very easily this team could be 5-2 or 6-1. They are playing extremely hard on both sides of the ball for head coach Todd Bowles. And for the Jets, I look at their defense. They know how to get after people. And offensively, they're hungry. You look at the Falcons right now. They started off 3-0. They've lost their last three games, all against AFC East opponents. And even before the Falcons started this losing streak of theirs, it was a situation where they still have that Super Bowl hangover from last year. That's the best way to sum it up. And they simply have not gotten out of their way, because you look at the fourth quarter and Atlanta's like a deer in the headlights. They simply do not know what to do. Now, the Falcons come into this game favored by 6.5 points, but this is going to be my upset pick of the week. And I'm going to take the Jets, Jets at home by the score of 24-23. Now, you're going to have the winless San Francisco 49ers traveling to the city of brotherly love to take on the 6-1 Philadelphia Eagles. And right now, Philly is looking like the team to beat in the NFC as they are rolling. And it all starts with their second year quarterback in Carson Wentz. This guy is a calm, cool, and collected customer in that pocket. And of course, he has a ton of talent around him on the offensive side of the ball, led by a wide receiver, Alshon Jeffrey. This Eagles defense really knows how to get after people, and rookie defensive end Derek Barnett is beginning to figure it out. And if he begins to figure it out as an edge rusher, look out, because Philly is definitely going to be a tough team. The Eagles still have to overcome the absence of left tackle Jason Peters, who was lost for the season due to a knee injury. But I think playing a team like the 49ers will give Philly the opportunity to get some new cohesion on their offensive line. Now, for the 49ers, they have been playing very tough under head coach Kyle Shanahan, but they were taken behind the woodshed last week at home versus the Dallas Cowboys, and I do not see it getting any better for San Francisco this Sunday. Thus, I'm going to take Philly to cruise at home by the score of 34-17. Now, what's going to be an NFC South battle is you're going to have the 4-3 Carolina Panthers traveling to take on the 2-1 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And for the Bucs, both of their victories this season came at home, while three of Carolina's four victories have come on the road this season. You look at these two teams, and they are each an enigma because they each have the potential to be much better than what their record currently says that they are. And both teams continue to shoot themselves in the foot. I look at Tampa, they have to get away from the slow starts. They have started off slow in too many contests, and because of that, they keep having to play catch-up. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. I look at the Carolina Panthers, and this is a team that is still trying to figure out their identity on offense. But make no mistake about it, Carolina has to get back to running the football effectively. I want to see which team is going to come out and be nasty in the trenches and try to win the battle on the line of scrimmage. I think Carolina has enough to do it. Thus, I'm going to take the Panthers on the road in this one by the score of 34-31. Now, in Seattle, you're going to have the 4-2 Seahawks hosting the 3-3 Houston Texans. And for Houston, the bottom could be ready to come out for this team. Either they're going to be united or they're going to fall after the recent comments that were made by team owner Bob McNair. Now, on the flip side for Seattle, they started off slow again last week versus the New York Giants, and then they were able to crank it up in the second half. And Seattle's another one of those teams. They have to stop coming out slow. They really need to come out and begin to execute from the first quarter on and get into a rhythm, and instead of just saving it for the second half. I think Seattle does a better job of it this Sunday. I think Houston will be game, but I'm going to take the Seahawks in this one by the score of 27-24. Now, in a classic NFC East showdown, you're going to have the 3-3 Dallas Cowboys traveling to take on the 3-3 Washington Redskins. And I look at this game, and this has the makings to be one of the better games of Sunday. You look at Dallas, they got back on track last week and beating the 49ers, and they did it by dictating the pace with their running attack. You know that Dallas is going to come out there with Ezekiel Elliott and try to establish the line of scrimmage, which means that the Redskins front seven really has to be up for the challenge. Now, offensively for Washington, what they need to do is when they get the ball with quarterback Kirk Cousins, they need to get touchdowns and instead of settling for field goals, because the bottom line is you're going to need three or four touchdowns in this contest to win if your defense cannot slow down this rushing attack of the Dallas Cowboys. Like I said, this has the makings to be one of the better contests of the day, but I'm going to take Dallas on the road by the score of 31-23. Now, on Sunday night, you're going to have the 5-2 Pittsburgh Steelers traveling to Motown to take on the 3-3 Detroit Lions. The Lions come into this game fresh off of a bye, and after they got off to such a slow start in their last contest versus the Saints, they want to try to get out to a hotter start in order to get themselves another victory. How do they do it? You look at quarterback Matt Stafford. When he is on, this Lions team, offense, defense, and special teams, they simply get behind him and they go as he goes. You look at the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I always say the Pittsburgh Steelers are a team over the past few years that once they get rolling, there's nobody in the league that they cannot beat. We saw that over the past few weeks. They went on the road and got the best of the Chiefs. Last Sunday, it was home against the Cincinnati Bengals. And you look at the Steelers team, and they really feed off of the energy of their head coach and Mike Tomlin, because Mike Tomlin wants to go out there and really dictate things for towards the opponent. And the Pittsburgh Steelers, they've been playing with a little bit of nasty, and I expect them to try to do that again in Detroit. How will Pittsburgh do that? Offensively, you have to run the football with Le'Veon Bell in order to set up your play-action passing to the likes of wide receiver Antonio Brown. Now, this Lions offensive line has been shaky at times, and they're going to have to deal with the likes of Bud Dupree, T.J. Watt, and James Harrison in regards to being pass rushers. Like I said before, this has the makings to be one of the better games of the Sunday, and I'm going to take Pittsburgh on the road by the score of 30-28. And finally, on Monday Night Football, you are going to have the 3-3 Denver Broncos traveling to take on the 5-2 Kansas City Chiefs. Now, after Kansas City won their first five games of the season, they are looking to get back on track after losing their last two. And you look at the Chiefs, it all starts with the running game. And bottom line, both of these teams need to go out there and establish their run games. Denver has been unable to do it in the past few weeks, which is why they have lost. And for KC, they have to get back to that aspect as well. But I look at the quarterback play in this one, and I'm going to give the edge to the Chiefs, as Alex Smith is a very confident quarterback. You look at this Chiefs defense, they are dealing with injuries, but you have a Denver offense that has struggled to not only score points, but move the football in a hole. I think Kansas City wins all three phases of this contest, in offense, defense, and special teams. And thus, I'm going to take KC at home by the score of 30-20. So those are my picks for the upcoming weekend in the world of the National Football League. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And if you missed the fun and excitement this year, you can check out the Cyclones starting next June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 8 in the NFL season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care, have a wonderful weekend, and enjoy the football action.